intent card or page two.
Good morning, everybody. Can you guys see me? I'm Yoli. I am the sacristan in training, so this is why I'm up here speaking, and welcome to our Founders Day ceremony. So I'm going to speak a little bit about Founders Day. Then we're gonna go over the instructions on what we're gonna do, and Coral will be my model. So this ceremony honors our temple founder, Reverend Keoghan Carson, and his teacher, Roshi Jiyu Kennett, and is held annually near the anniversary of their deaths. Zen is a lineage tradition, so we keep careful track of the relationships between teacher and student over time. So, brief history of our lineage. In 1960, an English woman named Peggy Kennett met a Japanese Zen teacher when he was visiting London. His name was Kato Chizan, and he invited Peggy to study in Japan at one of his Soto Zen Buddhism monasteries. Oh, sorry. Was I on mute?
No, that's fine.
Okay. After Kato Chizan's death, Peggy Kennett, now Jiyu Kennett, came to the U.S. to begin teaching and founded Shasta Abbey in California. Shasta Abbey is where Keoghan and Gyokuko trained under Roshi Jiyu Kennett. In 1982, they were married and came to Oregon to teach and eventually established Dharma Rain Center, which is where Tomio trained. Shasta Abbey and Dharma Rain Center still exist to this day. And lastly, Founders Day is an opportunity to talk about the way we do ceremonies here at Brightway. The liturgy we perform was developed by Roshi Jiyu Kennett. She blended Buddhist scriptural texts with Western chants and hymn tunes. Religious ceremony as a form of mindfulness training was developed in the 13th century in Japan by great master Keizan Jokin. From the early 1970s until her death in 1996, Reverend Jiyu Kennett created daily ceremonial as well as Sunday festival ceremonies for use by the monastic communities. This method persists and is still practiced at Shasta Abbey, as well as other temples that trace their lineage back to her. That's lovely. Thank you for writing that. All right, so would you like to demonstrate how we're going to do things? You're going to see arrows along the aisle. And so we're all going to demonstrate what we're going to do.
This looks like hint, hint. Until you get to
this part and you just so. So we'll all be following in a train. If you're confused where to go, there's arrows on the floor and there's people here who have done this before, and you can look around and people will guide you. And then when you get to this point, when you're in front of the television, we're going to go to the Founders Day ceremony or altar. So do you want to explain this part? I can.
So you're going to go up, you're going to bow. Then you're going to take a little bit of the those are lavenders, and you're going to crush it, bring it up to your forehead, and then drop it into the water, the little basin with the water. And
when you approach, you will bow to the person just offered. Then you will do your offering, and then you will bow to the next. And do you have a recommendation for people in the cloud? What they should be doing during that presentation?
Yes. Yes. Follow along with us and just walk around wherever you are. And if you set up an altar, then follow along with us and then sit. And then we'll go get through the rest of the ceremony as usual.
Yeah. So we'll be chanting along as we process. And so if you want to go make an offering, or if you happen to have pictures of our lineage ancestors, I also encourage people to, you know, if you are here today and you don't have a particular heart connection to the people up on this altar, to just call to mind your own teachers, your own people to whom you owe so much. And the that procession begins when we start chanting
Precious Mira Samadhi.
Precious Mira Samadhi. So we do a couple songs first. So you can just be standing kind of facing each other. Just pick a spot in front of the scene. Face the center.
Do we need a program?
You need a chant book. We don't have programs for this, but they'll be referring to page numbers in the chat book. And we'll begin with three vowels.
Litany of the Great Compassionate One.
We do the Dharma Show first.
Oh, you do the Dharma Show first. Of course you do. Litany of the Great Compassionate One can be found on page 70 of the chant book. Litany of the Great Compassionate One. Adoration to the Triple Treasure. Adoration to Panteon, who is the Great Compassionate One. Om to the One who leaps beyond all of the Buddha's relics can be found on page 76 of the chant book. Consecration of the Buddha's relics. Homage to the relics of the Buddha of Maryhill. Homage to the body of truth, which is truth itself.
Preserve it well, a silver. these matters distinguished, each has its standard, mastered or not, reality constantly flows outside still and inside, trembling like tethered colts and cowering rats, the ancient sages grieve for them and offer them the dharma led by their inverted views. They take black for white when inverted thinking stops the affirming mind naturally. Of course, if you want to follow in the ancient tracks, please observe the sages of the past. One on the verge of realizing, the Buddha way contemplated a tree for 10 long kalpas, like a battle scarred tiger, like a horse with shanks on gravy, because some are vulgar jewel tables and ornate robes, because some are wide-eyed cats and white oxen with a great archer skill. One can hit the mark at 100 yards, but arrows meeting head-on, how could it be a matter of skill? Wooden man starts to sing, stone woman gets up dancing. It is not reached by feelings or consciousness. How could it
the Dharma body of the Buddha cannot be seen so long as one is within duality, for it is beyond birth and death, filling all things. Out of compassion for all living things, the Buddha appeared in the form and figure of a human being. For this great act, we now bow in gratitude and pray that we may be able to illuminate our minds from delusion. On this 21st day of September, we are gathered to commemorate the death of our founder, the great priest Hon Kyogen Zenji, and we offer incense, flowers, candles, cakes, tea, and fruit, and the merit of the litany of the great compassionate one, the adoration of the Buddha's relics, and the precious mirror samadhi out of gratitude for his great compassion. His Dharma eye was as bright as the moon, and the light of wisdom lit the darkness of those in delusion. Because of his deep Zen, he knew true freedom, and his heart was as constant as an iron rock. He could not help but rescue all the deluded and spread Dharma. Just as Indra pointed a blade of grass at the earth and a magnificent temple sprang up on that very spot, so whenever a true heart exists, the Dharma springs up also. In the same way has our founder made possible this temple as our training place. Because of this temple's existence, we can gather around our founders as children around their parents, that they could lead all seekers of the way they were at times as the bright moon and again at times as the voice of thunder. When the rhinoceros tried to reach the reflection of the moon in the water, the moonlight remained upon his horns. When the elephant was alarmed by thunder, flowers suddenly blossomed upon her tusks. The followers of our founder spread as the branches of a tree, and the wheel of the Dharma continues to roll. The temple prospers, and its gate shall always stand open for all who truly seek the way. The offering that we place in the fathomless begging bowl is formless and unlimited in weight and flavor, for it is the offering of our own Buddhist training that we bring today. Let us eat this daily and pray that all within this temple may be saved thereby. To the left, to the right, to the center. Zazen.